more similar to how the Constitutional Budget Reserve Fund was used historically, and that was to solve whatever budget deficit might arise rather than adhering to, again, what they would view as being the standard for an endowment draws or reliance. And so, to the extent that were to be approved by the legislature and voters, then that would provide structure that I think that despite the loss of liquidity, meaning that there wouldn't be, again, a large balance in an earnings reserve that might be available in the event of an unforeseen circumstance, you would have a greater likelihood or probability of having your annual draw because you know you're always going to have I think it's 5% of the historical market value from the preceding 5 completed fiscal years. And so, again, one or the other, both ask and it changes the answer a little bit.
Thank you. hospital.
Concern with the potential of
being treated like a surrender return. For me, that is a very dangerous slippery slope for a state of law enforcement, particularly even more when we consider the fact that this is about $16 billion out of the constitutional budget reserve only required 3/4 of that threshold. The current fees are due to the size of the federal majority of that. So we progress to $70 in the COVID fund. It's huge, and because this money manager and future work requires is in fact more accessible than any other funds which we have used and spent on. And the strategic importance of the primary fund to the state of Alaska is that in these passing, I think, both of these, and HB 165 is a short term, income measure, and HDR 1 is a longer term measure, and we'll get to that discussion in a bit.
Thank you.
So this bill passage of this resolution as it stands currently doesn't change the PSD formula, doesn't necessarily reduce the PSD formula. I just want to be really clear for the public that this bill, as it's currently, this resolution is currently drafted, does not change the PSD formula. So this is important before we continue on with public testimony. All right, next up, we've got the new form of our poll.
Thank you. Talked about that your big question, the product you have to say, all that, what's the right? Thank you. because we're doing the full dissertation on it, and we didn't even have to use that just fine.
All right, thank you very much for the discussion. And that is our last portion. We have reviewed more than a testing room. We're not even going to have to close up our testing room. And this is a long conversation that we reached to have one of those permanent part of everything. And with that, I think we're going to have to have a lot. Is there an objection? So then, less than that, civil standard that any permanent landowner will be paid for the percentage market value. The permit will specify how much the land would be. We'll know that that's a much longer conversation. And regardless of whether that could share with one party, we can externally create traditional interest that was partial with the independent legislature. Put up some form of permanent farm bidding. We also have a publication of the calculation of economic policy, from a license versus legal advantage of the permanent farm reduction, is the most productive way to fund government. And I also really firmly believe that the permanent farm bidding is going to be instrumental in helping to protect the permanent farm. I think that for all of these reasons, I think that there's value in including the reference to a permanent farm bidding. We try to use it in a way that would give the legislature maximum discretion to have that conversation in a separate piece of legislation. Not about the PMD formula, but the conversation that we need to have at some point in time. And I think that the public can do this for us about not that hearing in terms of the PMD formula. But I think that any discussion of the PMD formula would undermine the ability of this resolution to reach the two votes that freshly needed to move on to a vote of the people of Cliff Richmond, who would propose to input that in his vote. Thanks. Do you maintain your objection?
Can I ask Mr. Richardson to see maybe the question is first? We have readily available a question.
Mr. Richardson, you still there?
Yes, I am. Chair, Mr. Mitchell, and you can tell us that this is outside of your wheelhouse, but I think you have a perspective. The amendment would require that the payment be made from the draw for the dividend. There have been at least 1 year, maybe two, where we pay the dividend from some other source, like the CBR. And given that money is sort of fungible, perfect, not entirely depending on how it's invested. But do you view that as important? In other words, if we don't have the flexibility of paying it from some other source, even though historically we rarely did that, does that matter?
Through the chair, I'm going to address this now. I'm not sure that I heard the amendment. I apologize. So there's an amendment to HJR1, a constitutional dividend distribution. Is that correct?
Correct. In some cases, there will be or shall be a dividend without defining what that portion would be, but it would be in the program of 5%.
Through the chair, that perspective, see any issue with there being an allowance to, or a requirement, in fact, that the dividend be paid from the distribution from the permanent fund as part of the PMIB formula. But the only, from just again, strictly a credit perspective, if you have a formulaic approach where you require some amount of go towards a permanent fund dividend, it automatically diminishes your flexibility to pay for other things. And so it's essentially just, these are all obviously cases that you guys need to make, but something that would, from just a
my mind, it's just further evidence that the bank lines can die on all those things that are perfectly fine. I like this idea of establishing the payment agreement in the prosecution. I would offer what we call these conceptual amendments to the amendment I don't know, but if I just strike where the portion of the amount appropriated for an exception and the amount of the fund shall be appropriated, therefore, when the dividend payments to state residents as provided by law.
Not a motion?
That is a motion.
And then object.
Madam Chairman, I'm offering this amendment. I wish I had thought of it earlier so I could get that more formal. But I'm offering this because I involve many allowances to view the current dividend as a right, and it isn't at this point. But conceptually, the whole permanent fund and the resources belong to the people, not the state. And we've heard from a number of people that they think Alaskans are have the lowest tax burden, individual tax burden of any state. And I disagree. If you assume that the resources and the permanent fund belong to the people, then the income from those resources and the permanent fund belong to the people. And most, the vast majority of that is taken by the legislature, appropriated. Effectively, it's a tax. So this, giving this income back to the people where it rightfully belongs, usually an argument, and the legislature can't start discussing any tax, but until then, we're just adding more taxes on what is already an extremely high rate of tax on the income from the resources in the private fund. So this would at least clear that up and set up for a more rational argument about taxation.
So I've heard different amendments that as a new society, kind of set a level to the reserve fund. Did you read the conceptual numbers we developed so that we understand it?
The delete start from saying from appropriate, we would delete a portion of the amount appropriated under this section for use in, and replace that with the income from the fund. The income from the fund will be paid in a program of dividend payments to state residents. The income from the fund will be paid with I guess we just added the income from the fund. And then it would continue on the program of dividend payments to state residents as provided by law.
All right, so I'm going to object because essentially that amendment would require that the entire POMB go through PFDs. That's certainly not my intent. I believe that the percent of market value restriction is critical that we do that. Secondly, I believe there are many who would actually increase the PFD amount and would prohibit us from being able to use PMB buildings for the purposes of state government as well as PFDs, which deeply concerned me here that 70% of over 65, 70% of our budget now comes from the permanent fund.
Sheriff Bumbles, my other concern is that, although I have to read the language, we talked about the IOB fund, and the point of this amendment is to dispense with that. The fund would still have an income, but it would stay with the fund. And the point is that there'd be 5% power in income influence power. There's just no 5% power. And so I think that it takes the spirit of the amendment and sort of undoes it in some way.
Okay. Are there any other comments
that don't think the one I want to represent this one? Question, not sure. Currently, the sponsor of the conceptual amendment is just three
multiple cyclones in future weather.
When you say the income from the fund, what do you mean? Do you mean something different than the 5% draw?
Well, that would be the 5% draw. It would set up when the distribution of the dividends from the fund.
So that would create a $3 billion annual deficit as things stand. A typical income tax model is $700 billion. How would you make that? The other $2.3 billion.
That would obviously be a discussion the legislature would need to have. My ideal way is a bill you let people check a box and they can return as much of their dividend as they want to return to the state. That would be my way. Would that generate enough funds to if people still demand the funds, then the legislature would have to talk about other taxation. But it would make it apparent that the current fund belongs to the people, and the legislature is taking money that belongs to the people to pay for government services. It's not something, the permanent fund is not something separate from the people.
All right.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah, my first question on that was just a very simple story.
instead of 250 empties, but that would be inclined, we're doing 100% zero split. 100% of 5% dry out, we're going and doing tests, probably 4,000 live per individual. At current values, and I understand that process is the ones with people. I'm not so sure the ones with individuals, but same way that we run highway systems and with the highways and the schools, they also all belong to the people. And so I want to be responsible for the whole county as well, not just on individual county accounts. So I think we're creating a massive fiscal situation. $2 million or so was going to general funds, and I'm not that many people decide to give a few dollars back, and it gets a kind of suspect methodology, so I don't know how to process that.
Are there any other comments? Or do you have anything?
Thank you. Yep, you're done with numbers, but I don't really believe that some other numbers that you really are overrated. If you look at line 5, the provision as provided by law, that's a fairly strong proviso, and that to me states that whatever income from the fund is being distributed to state residents for PFD is limited by current law. So if the legislature were to set the statutory penalty at $1, then that would be entirely in keeping with this amendment. This amendment, as I read it, was simply saying that constitutionally the legislature is now constrained to follow the law, which of course they would still be at liberty to change every year as needed and with the support of the parliament to do so.
We have Emily Manley from Minnesota Legal online. Ms. Manley, do you have any conceptual liberty to have an interpretation of filing?
Yes, and just to clarify from my understanding, Ms. Lowell can do that, but I think the court's number doesn't catch the case of laws.
That's Representative Flory, the Constitution Trump statute, and so essentially what the amendment will do is this Trump statute and require that the entire DOMB go to the hands of the sponsor and set up by the parties and then and require the fire exams. Ms. Long, are you aware?
Thank you.
document is getting out of one form and number one. Does there any difference between the number one and number one?
Thank you, Your Honor. As I mentioned in previous hearings, I am hesitant to put a language on this resolution. There's a theory that opens the door to determining the amount less intentionally, which I'm hesitant to do. We appeared last week on the head down. That was for economic, non-mechanical reasons. It was costing money. We wanted to build on and do not build well. And I thought about that, but what if I have to take care of our future for a longer period of time for different economic reasons? It happens around the world and all kinds of things. So if we're limited to basically very little oil, we can even need every penny we got from the PRP draw to sustain our government services. So I'm hesitant to put in the Constitution a certain amount of deposit. I know this pandemic does not do that. This is as provided by law. And I know right now we have a statutory PFD formula, and that's based on the earnings, not on the PMD trial, but it's opens up the number. So if this resolution were to pass and the current statute was still on the books, I believe we'd be obliged to pay the statutory formula, which is $3,000 per individual, which many people would like to see, but I think we would be economic in that because lowering is so far down and is not projected. And we could do that over the next 10 years, so I'm hesitant to do that. And like I said, I understood by that Ms. Kennedy who just spoke the phrase as provided by law, if we're doing the DFP statute on the books, in any shape or form, we would have to be building on that. Right now, we during the Lutowski decision, we can only pay if the appropriation is there. Is that correct? Ms. Lemon, or?
Yeah. Thank you.
my thinking about conversations in this building started in 2017. That was when the idea for the gravity department ramped up. And at the time, a number of us who believe in a conservative set of principles, even though our politics might be in the power factor, not just liberal. But I recall thinking that by 75-25 split might be potentially plausible. But again, I said this was 4 or 5 years ago. And at that time, we had billions in the CPR, and we had not tested the taxation waters and found them too hot. And if there hadn't been any recent failure of an effort to tax, there's a lesson in what I'm describing in terms of the history of this, because now we have a billion in the CDR. We know that we need to leave half of that hammer for cash flow purposes. And I look at this and I say, even if it was a 90-10 split, that would be a $300 million penalty. First of all, to many of us, it would be insulting. Secondly, it's probably not in a world without COVID. It's probably not for unless there's evidence in this building that people will stop saying to themselves, "Only imagine what the other 39 states tax themselves." Sorry for them, but I don't think I've been in that room. And so, it's for those reasons that I'm grateful for the discussion of why you have concerns about guaranteeing this in the resolution. I do agree that. And this is going to carry every form of resolution. Any resolution is tough, so thank you.
One of your more questions about your work today, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Madam Chair. This question is for Ms. Hammond. It's mainly the role that the legislature shall appropriate. How is that, in effect, any different than the process we currently have for the payment of dividends? If, for example, the legislature were to simply not appropriate these funds to the dividend program, would that create a cause for action from the public against the legislature? Or would the public simply have to say, gosh, I guess we better go have somebody else if we wanted them to act differently?
Yeah.
question. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Madam Traffic Director Jonathan. Question on this is for you, fine. We invited some of the rules to be on this amendment, and we can do a lot of competing considerations. Actually, I think the process is the most important thing here, more than anything, to do is not see if there's a different ideas being turned out and where your lines of support exist and do not exist in the legislature for the purposes of ultimately getting to
suggest that thanks to the and my reason for that is that as pointed out earlier, it would say that it applies to appropriations made in 2022, but we know that it couldn't possibly go into effect until after the election of 2022, and after that date, so if they were saying that it applies to something that actually apply to. So it would make more sense to me, perhaps other members of the committee as well, to eliminate one of these 11 2013 for Medicare still just because of the technology causing greater than the importance of abortion.
I think the representative of the transition language
is that the number of number two passes? That brings us back to HGL1 as amended. There is any additional comments on this resolution?
Yes, just going to tell you that I'm Dr. Tate. I'll be voting no, and the reason I'll be voting no is because there isn't any kind of guarantees in there, any expectations from the public that it concerns the current fund dividend, because the only thing we're doing as concerns the dividend is limiting the amount of money that could potentially be paid as a dividend compared to what we have currently. So I'll be voting no because I don't expect that that's going to have a positive impact on the dividend.
Any additional comments? Do you want to clarify something that there's nothing in this resolution that precludes us paying off the tax permit immediately? We didn't demand it in, unfortunately, Representative Eastman voted against the amendment that would have required that there be a dividend, which would have been certainly my preference and we have this committee. But I support this resolution moving forward, and I appreciate the health sponsor for. Yeah.